This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal officials said Wednesday they are investigating the employee who reported a package explosion at Northeastern University Wednesday. The feds believe he lied to investigators or played a part in the incident, saying his injuries did not match wounds typically consistent with an explosion. The heads of 13 railroad unions and the nation's largest freight rail carriers reached a tentative agreement early Thursday morning, less than 24 hours before workers would have gained the ability to walk off the job and strike. A new report from 225 U.S. think tank experts, chaired by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, is raising alarm bells over China's potential to win the technology race and in the process cripple the U.S. economy and military. It's being called Mid-Decade Challenges to National Competitiveness. The task was completed last month. As the Biden administration continues its open border policy, creating a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets with illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, an island in Massachusetts, Wednesday afternoon. Without knowing all the facts, Democrat State Senator Julian Sear on ABC 5.
They're looking just for a better life, and to see this gotcha moment, this stunt, really used for political gain is pretty disgusting.
Sear claimed the jets came from Texas when in fact they came from Florida. The group of approximately 50 Venezuelans are being cared for by two shelters in Edgartown. The mosquito fire in California has crews mopping up the Forest Hill area, but the eastern front is still aggressive. As of Wednesday evening, the fire has burned nearly 64,000 acres and is 20% contained. 64 structures were destroyed, and about 6,000 structures remain threatened. The fire is about a 45-minute drive east of Sacramento. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont on Wednesday, blocked a Republican bid to avert a railroad strike, saying the workers themselves have not approved a union agreement. Bernie went on to say, "The rail industry has seen huge profits in recent years." The White House announced hours ago the union and railroad companies have a tentative agreement averting a strike. Russian forces destroyed a dam on the Inhulets River in Ukraine with 8 cruise missiles. That's according to Ukrainian officials. They say it was leading to flooding in parts of nearby cities and towns. Residents are being evacuated at this hour. The Biden administration is announcing the United States is not involved in the war in Europe, except for supplying lethal aid to the Ukrainians.
The United States has been supportive of Ukraine even before Russia's invasion back in February. But National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby assures everyone that's as far as the United States is involved in the conflict.
This is their war. This is their fight. We're doing everything we can to sustain them and support them in that fight. But President Zelensky, as the commander-in-chief, he gets to determine what the military targets are.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Ukraine military launched a successful counteroffensive in the northeastern region of the country. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Megan Barth joins us now, the founder and proprietor of RingandBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. She's been nonstop busy with the midterms and keeping an eye on everything that has to do with voting and the legitimacy of the vote there in Nevada. God bless you, Megan, for all your hard work that you're putting forth to ensure this, you know, this free republic.
Oh, well, you are welcome. And all eyes on Nevada. We have a very good chance of flipping the Senate. Our GOP nominee, Adam Laxalt, just took the lead against Catherine Cortez Masto, the senator in Nevada, and he's up by a point, which shows that the senator, first Latina senator, as she likes to tout herself, dropped 3 or 4 points, and so she's only at 41% popularity. And then we also have, we need 5 House seats in the House in order to transfer power, and we have 3 out of those 5 that are all toss-up races. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in Nevada.
Well, and of course, more than ever, I mean, people are still very, they're hopeful and also doubtful that we can have a free and fair election, knowing everything that the Democrats did, and as more information is pouring out, information, you know, regarding the cabal of the FBI, the mainstream media, social media oligarchs, and all that that you and I have been reporting on endlessly for the last 5-6 years, Megan Barth. You know, it's been a slow reveal. Things that, again, you and I, it wasn't a slow situation for us. We had figured it out right away. It was just basic common sense. And it's interesting to note these people who are now coming into the reality, or at least feeling comfortable enough, and the newsrooms are allowing them to report on it. You know, talk about Johnny come lately, but you know, we needed this 5 years ago. We'll welcome it now, and hopefully it can help fortify the election and the electoral process in such a way that we can have more confidence in the voting process.
Well, that's the goal, isn't it? And that's why we must continue to ask questions and challenge, no matter if the left tries to silence us or use their power against us in order to silence us. We saw huge lines just in the primary, which is indicative of a red wave. On primary, on election day, Republicans like to vote. That's just historically how it's been. However, our early voting numbers are going up. Nevada is now a mail-in state, so every registered voter gets a ballot, and they're supposed to mail it in. And so the talks of a red wave are possible, but as I've cautioned everybody here in Nevada and beyond, you have to vote. We are going to determine, the Republicans are going to determine the red wave. And so if you are of the mindset of, oh, my vote doesn't count, or, oh, the 2020 election was rigged, so why bother? We won't have a red wave. That's a form.
Exactly.
All the attacks from the left on the just questioning, the people who simply question the election, that is a form of voter suppression because it creates not only fear, but it also creates discouragement, whereby, again, if you are discouraged and believe that the election was rigged, which I do, don't stay home. Vote.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's the only way we can fight back here. Yes, you know, people are being attacked and signaled out, you know, the likes of Peter Navarro, who we had earlier on this week, that was, he was put in handcuffs and leg irons and put in solitary confinement, I think he said, for 17 hours. I mean, that's absurd. What they did to Steve Bannon, what they've done to Mike Lindell, I mean, they took his cell phone, what they did to a congressman, you know, from the Freedom Caucus, and taking his phone away. I mean, this is as draconian as it can be, and I say that measuredly because it looks like it's not backing off. They're just getting worse. Is that Merrick Garland has unleashed the hounds on freedom-loving Americans?
Yeah, and he has done so out of political purposes in order to destroy or silence political dissent. This is something that we would normally see, not in this country for certainly, but
certainly
in
not,
third
right.
world banana republic. The fact that they raided Trump's home, which is going to be a political opponent of Joe Biden, and yet Hunter Biden walks free, simply just boggles the mind. There was a meme that said that Barron Trump is going to, excuse me, my voice is failing me, that Barron Trump is going to do crack cocaine, pick up Russian prostitutes, and sell, you know, basically the United States to China in order to avoid the FBI. And that's perfect, because that's exactly what Hunter did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we kind of teased and said that, you know, the FBI claimed that there was nuclear codes that they had found in President Trump's office, and it was actually the combination lock to Barron's bicycle. And, you know, and so, I mean, this is so absurd, and the way this is being leaked out, and thank God there is some semblance of conscience here by a judge in South Florida that has allowed for this master to come in to be able to look and break this stuff down. But you know, I think one of the things that she failed to do was to clearly enunciate that what the FBI was doing, because they're the ones that are doing it. They're leaking out this information. They're sending it to their favorite media types there in the East and leaking out information and making up these stories in much the same way that they did, as we're finding out clearly what they did with the Russian collusion. And these people need to be called out, Megan. We need to call them out for the lies that they perpetrated on the American people. Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi, who said that Donald Trump was guilty of sin and they were going to put him in handcuffs. And now we find out that look at how smart they were. You know, Nancy Pelosi talked about how smart the Democrats were that they could work, you know, and there's four or five jobs that were waiting for them. But we were so fortunate to have them working in our government and on our behalf. You want these idiots who can't even figure out that somebody's lying to you, even the FBI, that you jump in the ocean with these guys, that you're in the middle of the boat with these liars, and somehow you have no loss of credibility? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you've lost all credibility. You haven't even come back and admitted, you know, Adam Schiff never come back and said, you know, wow, you know, bad intel. I'm sorry. You know, that wasn't the case. No apologies. They just keep on doubling down, and it sickens me. I'm just fed up with it, Megan, and we got to find a way to cancel these types, these political types, and say, look, I don't want to hear from you anymore. You know, you've done. You have no credibility whatsoever, in my humble opinion.
Right, and hopefully when we do take back power, there will be, outside of just hearings, there actually will be accountability.
And I don't know, you know, it's only when it comes to accountability like what we're talking about, Megan, that can only be exercised by the voter. The voter themselves, because, you know, they're not going to do brain surgery on themselves. They're not going to clean up their own act. I mean, we've been waiting for the FBI. You know, there's no indication whatsoever that they're serious. Well, first of all, that they can even admit that there's a problem, much less put any effort whatsoever to, you know, right the ship and do right by the American people. Got to go to quick break. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Over the past 2 decades, 9 million baby girls have been selectively aborted in India due to their gender. In a culture that values boys over girls, the Tide radio broadcasts teach the value of every single life by telling listeners that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them. As they learn how important they are to Christ, listeners see those around them, including their daughters, in a different light. Many have already written about how their outlook on the value of human life has changed due to the Tide Ministry's radio broadcasts. One listener wrote, "After listening to your messages, I realized how precious life is and I have no right to destroy it. The love of Jesus Christ broke my heart and I accepted him as my Savior. I'm now a changed person." To learn how the Tide Ministry is changing hearts and saving lives by sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez live with Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, you know, we have been sounding the alarm regarding the dangers that this country is facing. It is serious. And I get it. You know, you and I, we live, breathe, we sleep, and not too well, over the rank corruption, over what we see as the purported signs of a dismantling of this, the best country in the history of man, the United States of America. And it's been said that if we lose our freedoms, it would be something that would happen from the inside out, not from the outside in. And we're seeing this. We're seeing the walls crumbling. We're seeing our institutions that are compromised. We can no longer have faith and believe in our government anymore. The three-letter agencies, FBI, CIA, EPA, just go right on down them. There's just, they're loaded with corruption. And, I mean, what has to happen is something so serious and so revolutionary for us to right the ship that we really, you know, I think we're asking too much of our elected officials, of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, even the Mitch McConnells of the world, to right the ship, because they've been, in a sense, they're so institutionalized, they're so conditioned and accepting of the corruption that they think that somehow, you know, a little bit of corruption is not so bad, right? That it's okay. It's okay to lie. It's okay to escape the truth. Because, you know, for the sake of their understanding and their, you know, new definition of democracy, the way Joe Biden talks about it, I don't think Joe Biden has the same meaning and understanding of the term democracy, a democratic republic, like you and most reasonable people who we actually believe in the Constitution. It doesn't square up with Joe Biden, I don't think. What do you think?
Well, no, and that's purposeful. I mean, we have to understand who the left is. The left hates this country. So will you talk for a couple minutes while I get a glass of water.
Yeah, we'll do, because one of the things I did want to talk about, and, you know, take your time. I know you've been, see, every once in a while, Megan and I get together and we get emotional about these things, and she gets all choked up and verklempt over it, and I don't blame her. Because, you know, what's at risk here? I mean, for the next generation, what kind of America are we going to turn over? And we have got to, we have to take this seriously. We have kind of, you know, people on the right especially have kind of, oh, it's just a phase. You know, Martinez, you're going over the top on this. It's really not that bad. And or the other thing as well, you know, they're just as bad as, you know, we are. You know, it's the Republicans are as bad and all this. And I think to some measure that that statement could have some validity and carry some weight. But it doesn't make it right. Just because both people are wrong, it doesn't make it right. I mean, we got to get back to first principles, as I've been insisting. And first principles are that we've got to respond to that higher calling, the higher calling called the truth. Ever since the truth became relative, it opened the door to all these expressions that, you know, were just flat out lies, basically. I mean, because they were a violation of truth. But then, you know, you couldn't call it out because, you know, hey, it's relative and your truth is your truth. My truth is my truth. Well, no, that's not even true, because truth is an absolute. It either is or it isn't. And so once it becomes your truth and my truth, it's no longer the truth. Some semblance of it, just because you say it's the truth. It's kind of like that. What was that story about Abraham Lincoln? He said something about it. He goes, OK, there's a dog. It has it has four legs and a tail, but we're going to call that tail a leg. So how many legs does the dog have? Well, you know, the people on the left say, well, that has five legs. He goes, no, it still has four legs. The other's a tail. I mean, it doesn't change. It doesn't change the construct. But here we are trying to fool ourselves into thinking we can alter the infrastructure and the construct of a government and violate these foundation principles and somehow think it's going to be better. Okay, I mean, I'm okay. And so the fact of the matter is that what they're proposing has never been better in the history of humanity. Socialism, communism, they kill people. And I don't mean like just maybe a couple people and, you know, you know, half dozen people. We're talking millions. Millions of people have died because of all these isms, communism and socialism and Marxism. That is what you've got to look forward to. But the World Economic Forum and these globalists, they just think that the American people, particularly the American people, are just too stupid. And, and things quite interesting, and you're seeing this happening, Megan Barth, with Hispanics. The Democrats are losing their mind. They go, what's going on? Why are Hispanics, why are they leaving the Democratic Party? Because they're not mensos. They're not stupid people. They know what's going on. They see what's happening quite clearly with the Democratic Party. And they want no part of it because it is an anathema to everything that is built into their culture. The importance of family and marriage and their children, just to name a few things. The reason they came to America is because they wanted the ability to work their butts off and provide for their families and offer them a better tomorrow. And the Democratic Party, with all their policies, is getting in the way of that. So the Mexican people, the Hispanics, they're not mensos. They're very smart people. And this is why they're leaving the Democratic Party. Okay, go ahead and pick it up, Megan, from there, now that you're back.
Yeah, we were just talking about the fundamental transformation and why the left continues to want to change something that has worked for over 200 years and worked very well and actually is revered from around the world as a shining light of or a beacon of hope and freedom and liberty. I mean, this is why we are having an invasion on our southern border. It's not because those around the world think that we're a institutionally racist country, which the left believes. People of color from around the world, over 100 different countries, are coming here, most of them for a better life. And that's what our country has provided for millions of people and immigrants. But the left seems to hate everything about our country, and that's why they want to fundamentally transform it. And they certainly don't want to fundamentally transform it into a free market capital, a laissez-faire type of more freedom. We want more. No, they're actually the exact opposite. And why are that? Why is that? Well, that's because most of their mentors were from all of the isms, as you said. Barack Obama's mentor out of Chicago was a full-blown, full-fledged communist. Hillary Clinton wrote her thesis on another communist by the name of Alinsky, Saul Alinsky, in order to create political violence. And so they use these tools of their mentors in order to fundamentally transform the country. And this has been going on long before Barack Obama. But Barack Obama certainly, along with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, seeded what they needed within the bowels of government, whether that's the FBI or the CIA or the DHS or what have you, of lifelong bureaucrats who are doing their political bidding rather than their job.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. For me, I think it's quite galling that these people want to assume this country. Look, if they're so unhappy with America, why don't they pray to their God and ask their God for a country like the pilgrims did when they were praying to God, asking for a country where they could freely worship Almighty God? And God blessed and answered the call, answered the prayer of the pilgrims, and has blessed America, as you said, for over 246 years, when we were a nation under God, but which Ronald Reagan said that if we no longer are a nation under God, we're a nation gone under. And his words can never be echoing more resoundedly and more definitively than they are right now, can they? We got about 40 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, I just think that that's why this election is so important, because there has to be some measures put into place to absolutely stop this political persecution of those who think differently than the left.
Well, protect your phone. I mean, they went after Mike Lindell, the pillow guy. I mean, they're going to come after our phones next, Megan Barth. I'm thinking about getting a backup, just in case. Just saying. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barth has been with us. Thank you, Megan. Godspeed. Take care.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
About 100 illegal immigrants were shooed away by Secret Service and are now loitering out front of Vice President Kamala Harris's home, who just announced the border is secure. The illegal immigrants in Eagles Pass, Texas, were sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The group includes migrants from Venezuela, Uruguay, Colombia, and Mexico. The head of 13 rail unions and the nation's largest freight rail carriers reached a tentative agreement early Thursday morning, less than 24 hours before workers would have gained the ability to strike. Lawmakers in Massachusetts were kind of freaking out with caring for dozens of migrants Wednesday after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets full of migrants to Martha's Vineyard, a ritzy island located in Dukes County. On Wednesday, Democratic lawmakers voiced their criticism online after they were forced to act swiftly. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Yes, you hear him. He's back there ready to go. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, the nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And he's here to talk about the whole truth and nothing but when it comes to a recession and inflation that Joe Biden insists is not happening. I mean, Joe Biden is like the Baghdad Bob of America right now, Jordan, because the signs are so clear and evident. But he's in total denial. I mean, he's wanting to spike the football in the end zone and celebrate, I guess, our misery. Because yeah. He's, I don't know.
It's
I mean,
just not
I
resonating.
Hate to say he's delusional.
It's just yeah. not resonating with people. So we had a much hotter than expected consumer price index number, 8.3% annual rate. And then we got a similarly yes. hot producer price index number, also 8.3%. And it's broad-based. It's now, gasoline has come down. Gasoline had been over $5 a gallon. Now it's like $3.50 or something. So that's been helpful. But food has gone up. Rents have gone up. Airfares, car prices, just across the board. A lot of areas have been going up. And so it's not working. The Inflation Reduction Act has not done its namesake job quite yet.
Well, and now the CBO and other key analyzers are looking at this act and saying it's bogus that, you know, things that you and I talked about, they're actually coming out with some, you know, some real truth here and saying it's going to do just the opposite. It's not going to help out at all? I mean, initially, the president said, well, it might take a couple of years. And some of the wise men of this administration said, yeah, it could be about 4 or 5 years down the road that we have any relief. Well, we need relief now, not 4 or 5 years down the road, don't we?
It's more spending is which puts upward pressure. Now, one of the things that these higher interest rates that are doing, so that we've got the higher inflation, the Fed Reserve is clearly going to raise rates another 0.75 point at their September meeting. That in itself, itself raises the cost of the government. Remember, we have roughly $30 trillion in debt outstanding. So when they raise the rates on short-term rates like treasury bills and treasury bonds and things like that, the estimate I saw is when they raise rates by 1 percentage point, that adds $280 billion in interest costs on $30 trillion in debt. Right. So,
yeah,
that is,
you know, right. Well,
what
you think about what we're going to have there, you know, in New York, for example, you see the spinning clock of our debt clock, right?
Right. Right.
And as soon as that kicks in, the wheels are going to all but fall off. I mean, you're going to fly off the board.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're adding to the debt at a very fast pace. But I'm just saying just the interest rate increase alone, that's $280 billion. Now, just to give you some sense of perspective. The Inflation Reduction Act has the IRS adding 87,000 new IRS agents, 87,000, to collect, at best, $150 billion in revenue that they think they're not collecting that should be collected. $150 billion. The one interest rate point increase, we've already had more than that, is $280 billion. Okay? And I'll throw another one at you. The forgiveness of the student loans is at least $300 billion, probably more than that.
Right. They're saying it could even get up to close to $1 trillion.
Yeah. So we're spending.
I mean, is that insane? Yeah.
We're spending money, and, you know, the revenue that we're going to come in from these 87,000 tax agents is going to take 10 years to do. So we've spent it well before we even got it by a factor of 10, basically. That's inflationary.
And the other thing, too, so what that should tell you is taxpayers are gold, right? You got to protect the taxpayers because they're the ones that are paying the bill, right? But what they do is they give 87,000 new IRS agents guns and ammo to go knock on doors. Well, we don't want them shooting anybody because now all of a sudden the way the amortization would work is that, yeah, you know, you kill 500,000 people. Now somebody's got to pick up the slack. So now, Jordan, you're going to have to, you know, make up the difference of these people that the IRS went out and, you know, put 6 feet under. Thank you very much.
Killing the golden goose, as I guess you might say.
That's what we're doing.
You want the golden goose to be laying eggs, not to be dead. And we already lost 1 million people from COVID alone. So those aren't taxpayers anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Right? This is the problem. So the deficits are going to keep going up, and that's inflationary. So that's on the fiscal side. Now, the Federal Reserve is trying to rail things back. Remember, their balance sheet went from about $4 trillion to about $9 trillion during the COVID time when they just poured money into the economy. They're now cutting that back to some extent. They've been buying back some bonds. It could take them a year to cut it back by $1 trillion. Basically. But it's already so overinflated, that is inflationary as well. And then also supply chain problem. Now, we may have a strike by the railway workers this week, which would mess up the supply chain dramatically. They're asking for big wage increases. There's some nurses in Minnesota that are asking for 27% wage increases. Okay, so we got a lot of people, because of inflation, they're worried and they're asking for big wage increases, which, of course, has to be passed on to the consumer one way or the other. So I just don't think the Federal Reserve raising interest rates is going to be enough to get inflation under control. We've let the genie out of the bottle here.
Yeah. And here we are. Like you said, pay the price, because the fact of the matter is businesses need the employees, and it's going to be an employee market. They're going to dictate what's going on, and they're dictating based on what they have to pay. And, you know, Joe Biden's telling them, inflation isn't existing. You know, that's the Republicans. This is the MAGA people. They're the ones that are making that stuff up. That's not what's happening here in America. They're all lying to you.
Under Trump, we had low inflation.
From the president.
We had low inflation,
Look.
And one of the reasons is energy, right? I mean, we were energy independent. and that produced lower prices.
Jordan, we didn't want that. We didn't want that. The country said, no, they didn't want to be energy independent. They said, no, we need to be dependent. We need to be like those knuckleheads in Europe that laughed at Trump when Trump said, don't be beholden to Putin. They laughed, you know. You saw that cutaway there in the United Nations, and they mocked Trump. Now
they're desperate.
Who are they mocking?
Now they're desperate.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, they're burning anything that they can burn to generate fuel with. And guess what?
Right.
They're not even in the middle of winter yet.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be dangerous.
They have not stored up enough natural gas because Russia pretty much turned off the supply completely. It had been 40%, then it went down to 20% of regular supply, and now it's down to zero. And they know that they're just literally not going to have enough natural gas to survive the winter. So businesses are going to close down. Individuals are going to have to pay 3 to 4 times what they were paying for their energy costs a year ago and not be able to afford it. So people are literally going to freeze to death this winter in Germany.
You're going to have people dying of cold.
Correct.
They're going to, I mean, the massive numbers. I mean, we may end up looking at something, you know, more devastating than COVID, if you could believe that.
Yeah.
Because of poor energy policies and these leaders that bought into this, you know, Green Deal theory and realizing that it cannot carry a watt.
Right. And for example, in Germany, they shut down all their nuclear reactors, right? Which
would
make them very vulnerable. They're now keeping their coal plants going because that's about all they've got left at this point because they're so dependent on Russian natural gas. So it's a real mess. Now, Ukraine is turning the war around a little bit, so maybe that'll be helpful to some extent. But Russia is using gas as a political weapon to try to turn Europe against Ukraine, to say if you freeze to death, maybe you'll come to our side. I don't think it's going to work. But meanwhile, there's tons of pain on both sides of that war.
Yeah. And then here we are in America. And even if Joe Biden decided tomorrow to return to Trump policies, we're not going to get immediate relief. I mean, this could be several years down the road. And even these oil producers and refiners, Jordan, what confidence would they have? I mean, because they've really shut down stuff. They said, hey, look at, you know, they're putting us out of business. We've got to find a way to survive here. And,
They're drilling a lot less than they would have in the past because they're returning the money to shareholders in the form of dividends and stock buybacks. And they're maximizing cash flow instead of future. It takes a long time to build oil and gas supply. It's not something you just do overnight. Years, in fact. And so decisions being made now, much less investment in oil and gas exploration, mean that in future years we're going to have a lot less and we're going to be more and more dependent overseas.
And we got to understand, oil is everything. It started at 0.4%, and here we are, what, 8.5% now?
8.3 is the latest number, 8.3. Uh-huh, yep.
8.8. We love this president. Oh, and why aren't you happy? Why aren't you with him celebrating, spiking the football? Hey, we're just doing so great here. God bless America.
Yeah, no, I think he's out of tune.
How can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to help you folks, Bill.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home.
Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, along with Evie Carabarro. We got her to come on the show. It's always good to talk with Evie. Evie, of course, is with Movie Guide. She is the Hollywood and entertainment host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Doing well.
Got lots of things to talk about. Hey, real quick before we get into this, I talked to your dad about this, but I wanted to get your read on Life Mark. I think this is a terrific movie about adoption and the way the Kendrick brothers and Kirk Cameron worked together on this movie was terrific. I think it's quite a blessing. It's been a Fathom event, a little bit different than most Fathom. Only lasts for, you know, maybe a day or two. This has got like a seven-day run.
Yeah, this was a great movie because it talked about the whole, everything that's going on today about pro-life and adoption and pro-choice. And so this is just a wonderful movie to show a perspective about adoption and giving, life and the worth of life. And so I think that they did a really great job.
Yeah, and I appreciate the level of compassion because it wasn't just, okay, we're going to choose life here. I mean, let's tell it from the mother's perspective. You know, what it was like for her, even as a young girl. I think she was 18 years old when she was pregnant with David and had to come to the decision, her and her then boyfriend, it was like, okay, we can't handle this, you know, clearly. I mean, we're starving to death and, here we are living together. This is not workable. And of course, one of the considerations was, that they would have an abortion. And even as part of the story, you know, that was more than a serious consideration. She was actually on the table to actually have an abortion when she felt like she heard the voice telling her to get up and get out. And there was, I mean, her son, and this is a true story. I mean, her son would not have happened, this story you would not have heard about, had she gone through with the abortion, right?
Exactly. And that's what, you know, we're told that Jesus talked in parables, right? He talked in stories. And so it's great to have a personal story talking about these issues that are really big issues in today's day. And so it was such a beautiful thing that she gave her son life. And you know, now they made a documentary through it, and now they made this drama. And so, you know, it'll help change people's, you know, thoughts. And it's a great testimony.
Exactly. Hopefully it'll contribute to a transformation and a consideration in people's minds that adoption is, it's a tough choice. But you're in a tough position anyway. I mean, here you are, you know, this young girl, 18 years old, she's pregnant, not sure of her future. All of a sudden, her world is being redefined in an instant here. And, yes, she could have done what many other people have done. 63 million people have done, plus decided, okay, I'm not going to carry the child. I'm going to have it aborted. But she chose life. And as this real story tells you, and this is one of probably millions of other stories, Abby, just like this, that are untold, that people don't hear about, of people who chose life and how their life was blessed in the midst of it. At that moment, maybe they didn't feel like they were going to be blessed. They just needed to remedy what they saw as a problem. But here afterwards, in this particular case, as we know with most, you know, even though a child, you know, at 18 years old, they have this innate mother instinct that God has, you know, wired women with, that connects them with their child. And one of the things that she brought out clearly in this story is that she always remembered David's birthday.
Right?
She always knew that it was his birthday. And so what does that tell you? You know, the motherly connection with that child. And again, this is just one of probably millions of other stories like this. And you can't help but feel, you know, for this, you know, this young girl who had first started at 18. Now she's a grown up woman and her heart is grieving. You know, 18, 19 years later, still grieves and aches for her son that, you know, she had to, you know, she made a choice. You know, some people may say, well, I had to give up my son for adoption. Well, I guess that's one way to look at it. But, you know, you made a choice for life. And of course, that's one of the first things that David tells her when he sees her. He says, thank you. Thank you for letting me live.
Yes. And this is such a real portrayal of it. If you, you know, talk to anybody who's who had the choice, right? It is a deep, deep thing. It is a hard thing to go through. And I know one side of the political spectrum says, no, it doesn't mean anything. But this does. It does mean the whole conversation on pro-choice and pro-life. I mean, it weighs on a woman, really, and it does. They carry it with them for a long time. So this is a real portrayal of that.
Yeah, and as you appropriately describe here, Evie, this is personal. Okay, so it doesn't matter to you. Okay, you have every right to, you know, have that be your perspective. Just as much as the other person has the right to say, you know what, it is important to me. It is meaningful to me. And this is why I believe the grassroots movement forced the Supreme Court to decide to send the issue of abortion back to the states. It didn't eliminate it. The left wants you to believe that it eliminated it. It didn't. Abortions are still taking place in America today, but they're all now back under the auspices of individual states. That's what's happening. That's the truth of the matter. Get it out of the political, you know, filter and the political, you know, narrative that blinds us to the truth. Because ultimately, after everything is said and done, everything about the show that we do, Evie and you and everybody with Movie Guide has the same heart. It's all about the truth. That's the highest calling that we have here as, you know, as citizens of heaven and citizens of this earth, is that we must continue to strive for the truth no matter what. If we surrender truth for the sake of unity, Well, we know historically what kind of damage that creates. You know, we can all be in the same boat together, but all dead because we were all unified, right? We were unified for all the wrong reasons and avoided the truth and made ourselves vulnerable. And now we're, you know, we're canceled and we're no more. But anyway, we'll leave that as it is because we've only got about 4 minutes left. And I do want to talk about Pinocchio. Once again, Tom Hanks. I mean, he's just too much. You know, I'm just saying. He's incredible.
Yeah, so this is an interesting, you know, live-action remake. And, you know, a lot of people held tight to the original. And so Tom Hanks is now playing the character. He's the puppet maker. He's the main guy. And the puppet, you know, longs to be a boy, right? Because this is the story that we all know. But it seems like they've kind of added some politically correct, you know, message to it in today's day. And, you know, if I really talk about it, then it'll reveal the ending. But the concept of what's a real boy, what's a real girl, what's, you know, what is the children, you know, what are they going to choose or whatever. And so they kind of go into this. And even secular, you know, reviewers were not as thrilled with this version of Pinocchio.
Well, as long as they didn't throw puberty blockers on Pinocchio. Or maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
It wasn't that modern. It wasn't that modern. But, you know, yeah, just, it kind of goes into, you know, in a more, you know, maybe a younger child wouldn't understand it, right? But you know what they're trying to say with these messages, right? This is the underlying message that they're trying to say. And so we do say caution
exactly.
In terms of the movie.
Right. Let's talk about David. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, huh?
Now, David is a wonderful televised sound producer, a lot of great stuff. They do all these stage productions, and so they're now putting them out, and they have Fathom events now, and they have them on TV now, and so they've done it on David. And so it's just great to know that we have that sort of entertainment that is available to us. Mm-hmm. So we've given it, you know, 4 stars, meaning every, you know, plus
wow.
4, so
yeah.
Everybody can go see it. It's one of our best ratings. And so it's great that there's this kind of just fun live action, live animals, you know, production to watch.
Yeah, the Sight and Sound's production values are first class. I mean, they have done an outstanding job. This has been a generational project, right? I mean, this is the family has been involved, and this has gone through a couple of generations. I believe we might be up to the third generation here that is the you know, that carries forth the vision of what was originally started with Sight and Sound, and has got wow. I mean, again, the production values are awe-inspiring, and it makes you proud, you know, to be a person of faith, to see that this is the kind of quality production that can come out of a Christian company, right?
Exactly. They do a great job, and I know, yes, I think she's the granddaughter that's running it, and they're just doing a fabulous job, and it's wonderful to see that because their quality is good and their story is good, and so that is a great thing to see.
Oh, about 35 seconds left, Evie. Santa Claus and Tim Allen, what's going on here?
Yeah, this is fun. They're going to bring out another Santa Claus, and so Tim Allen will be in it, as he should. You know, they kept him out of Toy Story. But so we'll see. This is going to be a fun movie. We know it's going to be on Disney Plus. I'm not sure if it's going to come out to theaters yet. They'll have to tell us. But this is the first murmurs about Santa Claus movie.
Exactly. Well, Evie Bear Carroll, it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over...